This is Wade Ransky with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. At least 217 workers died of overdoses at work in 2016, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Asylum seekers and refugees in Europe are being subject to gaydar. The EU has banned prurient questions about sexual activity and arousal test, where seekers were shown gay porn to see if there was a reaction. Hungary was told to stop using Rorschach tests. An Austrian was fired for rejecting an Afghan man for the way he walked. Overcrowding is an issue in Chinese public schools. Normal classes have 45 students, and large are classified at 55, and super large at 65. But the average is exceeded in 15 Chinese provinces, with one district averaging 73 students and a class size of 120 reported in Hebei province. A company called Open Door is one of the new iBuyers, selling homes to buyers via the internet based on details being loaded up and then allowing algorithms to take over and match buyers with sellers almost instantly to make offers on a house. An inspector then follows to appraise, sometimes lowering the price for problems, and the company takes 5.5%. Suicides are now seen as a national problem in India, with estimates of 230,000 per year, double earlier numbers. With 18% of the world's population, India accounts for 25% of all suicides and 4 out of 10 for women, and is a leading cause of death for Indians between 15 and 39 years of age and Indian women between 15 and 49. A survey by Gallup poll found that half of Americans were planning to leave their current jobs. In a surprise, the opposition had 58.3% of the vote, with 98% reporting in the Maldives, in a test for the young democracy overturning the rule of a president who had been increasingly consolidating power, jailing opponents, and suspending the Constitution and ordering troops to storm the Supreme Court and arrest judges to stave off impeachment. Tianjin University in China provides free tents of love for parents of first-year students for the traditional move-in, making it easier for poor families to take part in this opening of school affair. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.